What's the actual regimen and how is the chemotherapy and these two agents put together in the protocol?
Well, again, you have to realize that this is a worldwide effort and there is no standard chemotherapy regimen accepted in the entire world. We also wanted to offer this trial to countries where taxanes are still problematic. So we are not requiring taxanes. But what we think is that the vast majority of women in this trial will receive anthracyclines and taxanes. So taxanes at the beginning of the trial are going to be limited to paclitaxel weekly, given concomitantly with the anti-HER2 treatment. The reason being essentially safety. We do have safety data for paclitaxel in combination with lapatinib, with trastuzumab, and with the combination. We do not have those data for docetaxel or Abraxane, but we are hoping that we will get these safety data. And if they look good, we will make an amendment. And these other taxanes will also be allowed in the trial.
So specifically, what kinds of chemotherapy regimens are going to be accepted? And exactly when will the biologic agents be sequenced in?
So there are going to be essentially two strata in the trial. For physicians and patients who choose the combination strategy, it's simple. You will have to give first anthracycline-based chemotherapy, and that's going to be very open and flexible. It can be 4 cycles of doxorubicin cyclophosphamide. It can be 3 cycles of FEC, for example, followed by weekly paclitaxel combined with the anti-HER2 treatment. The second group is a group where physicians will be able to choose among a list of candidate regimens. They will have to give the chemotherapy as per the HERA philosophy. So the chemotherapy is given first, and then patients are randomized and go on to receive the biological therapy that is then not given in combination with any chemotherapy. And these regimens that you can give prior to the anti-HER2 treatment are many and include regimens with docetaxel. So you could give TAC, for example. You could choose to give 3 cycles of FEC and 3 cycles of docetaxel, which is a very popular regimen in France, and then randomize the patient into ALTO.